Mental health recovery is a difficult path to walk, not only because that journey looks different for everybody and it presents a multitude of mental challenges, but also because it is a deceiving journey. We engage in things that we think are helping us. We engage in coping mechanisms that we believe are making us better, but actually, they are bringing us the opposite direction of recovery. Sometimes, we think we are doing things to improve because they feel good, but it's only making things worse. My name is Ethan Jewell, and welcome back to Feel Your Feelings. If you've ever tried to get better, if you've ever tried to walk away from the life of glorifying mental illness and living inside of your own mental difficulties every single day, you know it is so difficult. It is not an easy journey. It takes active effort. It takes months and sometimes years of trying and failing over and over and over. And I can personally attest to this over the last 5 or so years of really trying to improve my mental health. I have found myself striving to get better and consistently falling back into red flags and traps that our mental health places for us. So today we need to look at these certain red flags in mental health that you need to avoid. They often disguise themselves as healthy or that they're improving your mental health, but in reality, they're just distractions. Remember, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist or a professional in the mental health industry whatsoever. I'm just a normal guy who has felt some big feelings. But in that journey, I've determined a few of these red flags to avoid. These traps are so easy to fall into. And if you're serious about mental health recovery, you need to be aware of how they affect you and your journey. So let's talk about it. Red flag number one, avoiding friends, family, or social situations under the guise of needing alone time or focusing on yourself. Don't get me wrong, it is important to prioritize yourself. You do need to take time for yourself, allow yourself to rest, spend time by yourself as you get to know your feelings, triggers, and learn the ins and outs of your mental health. That is super important. I preach all the time about how you need to spend time with yourself. You should, you know, practice some kind of meditation, which just means being alone, allowing your thoughts to wander, breathing, etc., etc. So I sound like a total hypocrite saying this, but this alone time cannot become a crutch. Time for ourselves can easily become isolation, and isolation becomes a dark path of worse mental health. It festers and feeds depression, anxiety, and other mental illnesses. There's a fine line to walk between these two, and it's difficult to make the distinction. To help figure out if you actually need alone time or if you're trying to isolate, I'd recommend doing an active physical and mental check-in. Ask yourself, do I need physical rest? Maybe you've had a really long shift at work. Maybe you play a sport and need to rest. Then ask, do I need mental rest? Do I need some time to process a feeling? Do I need to step away? Ask yourself if the person you're going to see requires mental energy. I have friends that I can see when I'm feeling mentally or emotionally drained purely because they don't require much mental energy, but other people require much more, and I know I should spend time alone if I'm having a hard day. It's important to know those around you and know yourself in order to make these distinctions. Rest is important, but isolation will impede your mental health recovery. So instead of making a rash in-the-moment decision and just canceling all of your plans all the time, stop and really evaluate how you're feeling. If you're just feeling a little down that day, maybe push yourself outside of that comfort zone. You shouldn't do this all the time, but there needs to be balance. Isolation destroys your mental health. It's crucial to spend time with other people. This is how we grow, sharing experiences, talking about the things we're going through. This is how we improve our mental health. Humans are naturally social creatures. Yes, even if you're introverted, it's important to spend time around other people. And that may look different for you. Maybe it's just sitting in a room silently. I don't mean you have to go out and have crazy experiences or have super engaging conversations. Find people who you can simply exist with. Find people you can spend time with, even on bad days. So please, do check-ins with yourself and try to determine if you actually need to be alone or if you're used to using isolation as a coping mechanism. Red flag number two. Now, this one's going to be controversial, and I'm sorry if you don't like what I'm about to say. I'm going to sound like a nagging parent or a doctor, but please hear me out. Another red flag to avoid in mental health recovery is using drugs or alcohol to cope. Don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect, and I absolutely find myself going out to drink or using light recreational drugs to cope. It's tempting, and it's easily accessible, and to be completely honest, it sometimes feels necessary. Mental illness sucks, and drugs and alcohol are an easy, temporary way out of it. But that's the thing. It's temporary. And prolonged use of this coping mechanism will lead to significantly worse mental health. I guarantee it. I know I'm not a professional. I know I haven't studied this, but I've experienced this. As someone who has personally used light recreational drugs to cope, I know that it made things worse. Now, don't get me wrong, I wasn't going using some crazy hard street drug. When I was going through a bad fight with depression, I found myself smoking weed or taking edibles pretty often, several times a day. Basically, whenever I had a free moment that allowed my mind to wander. And at first, it helped. The dissociative effects got me out of my head. I was able to do things, see people, engage in activities. However, I quickly became reliant on it. I needed it in order to function. And I realized I wasn't healing like I thought I was, not even close. I was becoming a shell that relied on a substance to function. I'm not preaching that you should quit every drug or never drink again. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. We're human, and it's very ingrained into our culture to do these things. But if you use substances in order to avoid a feeling, that's where your problem is. I know it sounds boring, and it sounds too adulty or too stereotypical to quit substances, but if you're serious about improving your mental health, then you should take this seriously because it is serious. Substances alter your brain chemistry and can make your mental illness so much worse. It can affect your ability to naturally produce dopamine and serotonin, two of the chemicals that have to be healthily regulated in order to have mental health improvement. And overusing substances, or for some people, using them at all, can only make that worse. So do a careful evaluation of yourself. I spent some time really paying attention to myself and figuring out whether or not I should quit cold turkey. And for a while I did, and I healed, and I got a healthy relationship with these things. And that is crucial. Be aware of yourself and be aware of the dangers that substances can bring. I don't want to sound like I'm just preaching, but this really, really is important for mental health. Be aware and be kind to your brain when it comes to using drugs or alcohol, and be aware of the fact that you very well might be using them as an unhealthy coping mechanism. Red flag number three. Now, the final red flag I'm going to talk about today is also a difficult pill to swallow. We all know how good it can feel to stay up until 3 a.m, just avoiding all responsibility. There's something so freeing and rewarding about creating that time for yourself to just ignore reality. Honestly, doing this got me by for the better part of a year. Creating this time for myself allowed me to process some feelings and get to know myself better when nobody else was awake. However, most of us, myself included, for most of my mental health journey, don't use that time for mental health improvement. We use it to numb and distract from the feelings that we've been avoiding all day. We spent the whole day suppressing what we needed to feel and are now faced with those feelings at 2 a.m. So we numb and distract. Let's face it, it's incredibly bad for our mental health to stay up as late as possible until we literally pass out. I know this time can feel good. You get to be alone and engage in coping mechanisms and feel good in the moment, but this is avoiding the real problem. You're doing this because the thought of the next day is too much to bear. You'd rather force yourself to stay up then fall asleep and accept the next day as beginning. You'd rather numb out the feelings you've been avoiding than face them during the day. This habit of staying up and numbing leads to both physical and mental exhaustion and will only make our mental health worse. When I was at my worst, I consistently was staying up past 4 in the morning. I would avoid ever feeling. I slept as late as possible, dreaded getting out of bed. My grades suffered. My mental health only got worse. My relationships and friendships took a decline. And it was all because I was addicted to the dopamine I got from staying up by myself, scrolling on my phone, and ignoring reality. And the truth is, if you want to improve your mental health, you have to face what you feel. You can't stay up all night ignoring those emotions. You can't numb them away with drugs and alcohol. You can't isolate yourself from friends and family. Nobody said mental health recovery was going to be easy. In fact, it's quite the opposite. I can tell you firsthand that making myself recover from mental illness was one of the hardest things I've ever done, and I'm still working on that journey. It's still an active fight. I still keep myself aware of these red flags to avoid every single day. But it's so worth it. Wanting to be alive every day is so worth it. Wanting to do the things you love is so worth it. So, figure out what the red flags are that you need to avoid. These 3 I talked about today are crucial, but everyone's journey is different. These are just ones that apply for me. You may not struggle with any of these, or maybe you struggle with all of them and many more. Whatever it is, take it seriously. You deserve that. Your mental health deserves that. Don't distract. Don't numb. Feel your feelings. That's going to wrap it up for today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. If you need help feeling your feelings, please check out my music on all platforms under the name of Ethan Jewell, and I almost guarantee it'll make you cry. I'm actually coming out with a new album April 19th, and I spent a whole year learning how to sing for this album, so it would mean a lot if you went over to my Instagram and pre-saved it. My Instagram handle is @jewelboy_. While you're over there, shoot me a message and let me know what you thought about today's episode. So, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for understanding some of the red flags that you should try to avoid. And as always, thank you for feeling your feelings. I'll see you next time.